we'll get started on the call now, everyone. So again, if you just press star 6 to mute, and if you want to talk or be heard, you'll have to press star 6 again to unmute the phone, that is, not yourself. Careful what you ask for, and I'd like to ask for, and I'd like to welcome all the givers to the phone call. And purpose again of this call is just basically to bring you up to speed a little bit. And I sent an email out probably less than an hour ago, and I apologize for the lateness of it, expressing that one thing, as we've talked about many, many times, or those that have been with us for a long time know that our knowledge is always changing, and what we know 2 weeks ago basically is obsolete, perhaps as early as the next day, but for sure a week or two later it's obsolete. So the point I wanted to make there is that our understanding of things is constantly changing. And so, you know, what we talked about in September and exactly how things are going to go and actually how it's probably going to go as we look at it now is slightly different, and that's what I want to bring you up to speed with, but it's all very, very good. And, well, in my view, and so I want to share all the information with you. And we're basically where we're at right now and where this thing is going to go. And as you know, we talked on the last call, I believe, a response from the Ministry of, or pardon me, the Department of Justice, and we have sent a subsequent response to that. And basically, that was just to clarify what appeared to be a misunderstanding. And however, that is not the case anymore. In other words, where the department could be suggested that the response from the Department of Justice was referring to my estate, it's now very clear that the whole surrender process is referring to the estate of the straw man. It is of the government identification of Canada / province of whatever. And so there's no doubt about that now. When we just identify ourselves as the recipient, and you know, nothing else. And leave it at that. So that at this time is done as of October 23rd, 24th, whatever days that was received. And again, basically the real purpose behind all of this is just to dissolve an illusion. The fact is that, again, the estate or what you might believe to be your property in this world, and I mean from a legal sense, being the legal owner, which is when you say that out in the marketplace, that's what everyone's treating it as, the legal owner. And that's where everyone is at, of course. And so we've got this little belief here in this ownership thing, and basically we're surrendering the concept of ownership, which is simply and strictly a legal concept. It is not a natural concept. However, everyone is allowed their free will to buy into whatever they so choose and feed the ego or whatever however they so choose to feed it. So to get to stay on that point for a moment is we are basically surrendering an illusion, as I've alluded to many, many times. But at the same time, we're also confirming something, and basically what we're confirming is that the estate never was our estate. And as many people and have heard over the ages from lawyers, lawyers or government lawyers,
Brian,
we don't own any property. And so given that circumstance, then therefore we can't have any debts. And the reason we have debts is because we adopted this illusion. And so just to make it clear again, or to remind everyone, that's basically all we're doing here is letting go of an illusion, and at the same time making it clear where this name is of. In other words, confirming that this estate never was our estate. You're putting the truth on the table. That's the bottom line. And now once the truth is on the table, a whole bunch of things can now happen. And I was having a little bit of a hard time explaining that in the email this afternoon there, so that's why I decided to cut it short. It was the one that went out about an hour ago. And that's the part with respect to free will. This entire system is structured on the basis that we all have free will. Now, there's nothing to stop us all from doing a surrender, which is, again, just confirming the truth is that the estate never was our estate. So, in essence, once the surrender has been made, and you could share that knowledge, and I'll get into it maybe later why, or I will get into it why you might want to share that knowledge. But the point is once you have done that particular phase of the process of this game here, then it is now on the table that whatever that name is not being done for you, but is being done for the straw man of Canada. And if we could have everyone here please press star 6 to mute out, please. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And so, again, we're confirming that the estate never was our estate. And so once that's on the table, now you have that in evidence or to support what you do next. And the reason I'm getting into this free will choice thing is, again, I'm still struggling how to put that in terms, but I'll just carry on with the conversation and maybe you can make sense of it yourselves. But, you know, so once the surrender has been made, and that is an evidence, and again, to clarify, for you people, mine has been done and one other has been done, and your people's probably will be going out in the next week or so. And as soon as it's delivered, or as soon as it hits the mailbox, technically by law, it's been deemed delivered. But as soon as it's received in Ottawa, delivery has been made, and the surrender aspect, the confirmation aspect, the truth is on the table aspect has been done. And this is where the free will part kicks in, and as we've shared before, is it could come down to at the end of the day that, okay, you put the truth on the table. Now, what are you going to do with that truth? And when I say you, it's everyone on this call is although we're all part of the one, we do have an individual consciousness, and our choices are different. And so what we do, or the choices we make, are going to be different from one another. And so just trying to clarify that free will thing here again, and I'm just once again struggling a little bit with that. But anyhow, once the surrender is done, that truth is on the table, you then share that truth if you so choose, and this is again is the choice aspect of things. Now, we met with the with Justin, the lawyer, on the weekend. He came up north, and we got together for Saturday and Sunday, and we basically drafted the final little piece there that would pertain to you people, getting that little aspect done and the surrender finished. And anyhow, as a result of that conversation and another conversation I had previous to that, where some other information has come to light, and it's going to make everyone very happy and really simplify this whole thing, but also do it the way the system would expect it to happen, and that is on an individual basis. So although we can collectively do a surrender thing, what we do after that has to come from independent choices. And so it's not that part of it probably won't be collective, or it won't be collective. It'll be an individual basis, but everyone will likely be acting on the same information. And I'm going to share you parts of that information. I'm going to share it with you right now. I mentioned in the email about the bills of exchange, which we've talked about in the past, and I've talked about real property, which we've talked about for years. And so, with respect to the bills of exchange, some people here on this call have been doing research and studying that particular aspect of things for years and how it might relate to the payment of debts, this and that, and so on and so forth. And we've been down that road many, many times and really not had any success. But we know the reasons for that now. So now that we know the reasons for that, we can act on those reasons, and we see now how it fits together in with the surrender process. So over the last 2.5 months or so, we have acquired different knowledge that has helped bring pieces together again. So we're coming more from a more knowingness perspective, and part of the knowingness is that there's a very good possibility, although we're going to continue communications with the government with regards to the surrender, we don't have to wait for a response is the really good news here. It's not necessary to wait for a response. And so although we're doing a surrender on the collective basis, and as I say, that'll probably be out for the rest of you within the next week or so. That's a total of about 90 people altogether. And we won't have to wait for any response on that, or you won't have to wait at all. No, I'm going to get into the whys, why that is, and just share some perspectives here with you, and then hopefully it all comes together at the end of the conversation. And feel free, anyone, if you have any questions along the way, by all means, just press your star 6 to unmute if you've muted and ask the question. Under the Bills of Exchange Act, it defines under Section 16 what a bill is. And I'm just reviewing some stuff here. And anyhow, a bill of exchange is basically is the order for the money. In other words, if a vendor wants to get paid, they're not obligated to, but they should be giving you the bill of exchange. And in fact, that's referenced in the Sale of Goods Act in Ontario, where the seller transmits the bill of exchange and the bill of lading to the purchaser. They're not doing that, but that's a different story. This is where we're getting at here. And so the bill of exchange is something that if you ask for the bill of exchange, okay, so for example, you get a notice from your credit card company that there's X number of dollars owing. That's basically what your statement is. It's just a notice to you that there's an obligation here. And what they're not doing, though, is they're not including that bill of exchange, but you have the choice to request that bill of exchange. If you don't request it, they don't have to give it. If you request it, they still don't have to give it, but if they don't give it, then they can be noted in dishonor right then and there. Now, it's not something we want to do, is getting into this process of honor and dishonor, but I'm just creating a little picture here for you. So just so we're clear here, doing the process of noting different vendors in honor and dishonor is not part of the process. Just want to paint a picture here, but that's the truth. And so when you request a signed, or pardon me, a bill of exchange, and that bill of exchange, by the way, must be signed. And that bill of exchange is defined in the Financial Administration Act of Canada as the money. So what you want to ask for is the money. Because under the definition of money, there's all different forms of what constitutes money, but you don't want to ask for a check, you don't want to ask for the bill of exchange, because it may not be applicable, but ask for the money, and all of those apply. So you're either going to get a check, you're not going to get legal tender, because legal tender is not defined as money. Legal tender is not defined as money. The only thing, and the reason for that is because legal tender discharges an obligation, but it does not pay it. Whereas the acceptance and the return of the bill of exchange is the payment. So the money defined in the Financial Administration Act of Canada is the money that, yes, makes actual payment, but not for your obligations, for the straw man obligations. And remember that straw man is of Canada, and that's why, in part, why you're doing a surrender is to have that recognized. So that when you're out there, and I'm going to get onto this next one, if you're out there to purchase, say, some real estate, you're not purchasing it for you. You need to know that. Okay, you're purchasing it for the straw man, and ultimately you're purchasing it for Canada. And now that, because we have this truth on the table, that we have a very good knowledge now of who we are in this world, and we're surrendering the estate, or we have surrendered the estate of the straw man to Canada, that is of Canada, to Canada, and you present that in front of a lawyer, okay, prior to a real estate transaction, so that he knows now that you're not purchasing this home for you. You're asking this lawyer to do the transaction on behalf of Canada, keeping in mind that every lawyer out there has an oath to Her Majesty. They are representatives of the Crown. All government is a representative of Her Majesty / the Crown. And that's what the lawyers are. So, simply put, it's a case of once the surrender is done, you have that, you can just basically say it. You can show a confirmation letter that, yes, it has been done. But basically, you can just say it, and it can be confirmed for you. And so once that is on the table, if the lawyer, and I'm talking about, it doesn't matter who the lawyer is, but on a real estate deal, for example, you just go to a real estate lawyer and you want to talk to him before the transaction closes about the transaction. And you're going to make it clear to the lawyer that you're not the purchaser here. The name of Canada is the purchaser. And then you make it clear to the lawyer that you want your, to make sure that he requests, this is the key part now, that he requests the bill of exchange. Now, he, at that point, has a duty to do that. Remember, he's not doing this for you. He's doing this for Canada, and he has an oath to Her Majesty, and Her Majesty is in right of Canada. But basically, as the lawyer said on the weekend, it would be an act of treason for the lawyer not to request the bill of exchange, because his oath is to serve Her Majesty, not screw Her Majesty. In any case, the lawyer makes the request for the bill of exchange, and the other party fails to deliver the bill of exchange. You leave instructions with the lawyer to note the other party, to contact a notary, to contact the party and ask again for the bill of exchange. And you see, you disclose this to the lawyer up front on the table right off the hop. Now, when you request the bill of exchange, if they don't want to send it over, then I need you to contact a notary and have the notary take the proper procedure to make a second request for the bill of exchange. And the lawyer now knows where you're going, you see. Because by law, they have got to provide the bill of exchange. They're not providing it for you. They're providing it for Canada. When it's believed it's your it's your house and your transaction, then they're going to call on you for the money, and you're going to pay it because you believed it was your house. That's why we're doing what we're doing. The simplicity is that when you take away what we've been doing based on our beliefs, you're left with a common truth. And so once that bill of exchange, and the lawyer also in part of the conversation, it's the bill of exchange is the money. So now it's quite clear where you're going on this situation. Here you're basically, when you're asking for the bill of exchange, you're asking for the money. And they are obligated to provide the money. And when you get the money, you write on the bill of exchange, accepted. You sign it. And you put the date on there. And all that does is, what are you doing there? You're just signing that you have accepted something. Got nothing to do with value. It's only that you accepted it. It's a contract. And then you return it to who gave it to you, and that satisfies the contract. You're accepting the money and giving the money back, just like you do with a bank. You draft up a check on your own account, and you issue the check, the bill, to the bank. The bank takes it, endorses it, converts the check into legal tender, and gives you legal tender. The companies out there, when they're sending you a notice of money owing or an obligation owing on an account, they're actually looking at you as the bank. They're giving you the check to endorse it, give it back to them so they can get the money. Not from you, but from Canada. But they need to pass through your account to do this. And here's the kicker, is when you do this thing with the real estate, That gets the truth on the table. Now the truth is known, and now it's not like you have to go to a lawyer every time you want to buy something, because now you have a lawyer who knows the truth, who knows that whatever you're doing on the account of the straw man is not being done for you, it is being done for Her Majesty, and that he will get and is obligated the bill of exchange each and every time. Again, he's not performing for you. He's performing for the straw man. And since you're the holder of title to the straw man, you're the one with the right to take delivery or possession of the asset and use of it. And payment is made through the bill of exchange. We're talking actual payment, not discharge of an obligation, which is what happens when you pay with legal tender. We're talking about the actual payment. So there is no debt. There is no encumbrance. There is no legal mechanism that allows anyone to take anything. So at this point, I want to put it on the floor here. If there are any questions at this point, anything that's not understood.
Vic, the question, how's the lawyer get paid?
Got to provide a bill.
Right. Well, he provides a bill of exchange as well.
That's right. Okay, he would just, in fact, all he's going to do, like they do in every single real estate transaction, is they're just going to add it to the bill.
Right.
Because remember, the Currency Act of Canada says that all contracts must be satisfied with the currency of Canada, which is basically legal tender. not bills of exchange, legal tender. And remember, legal tender is not money. It is not included in the definition of money, which means negotiable instruments, which is not defined or included in their legal tender. So what you believe to be money is not actual money. It is actually an IOU, mm-hmm. which means it's just discharging the obligation. It is not payment. The acceptance of the bill of exchange and return of it, and all you're doing there, again, is when you're accepting the bill of exchange, also you're just basically putting your signature on there anywhere because two signatures makes a contract. And you give it back, and that is the money. That is the payment. And again, they're not doing this for you. They're doing it for the straw man. So it's not like you're trying to get something for nothing here. No one's getting anything for nothing here. This is the beauty of this.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic.
Yes?
Yeah, if you do a real estate deal, then obviously the lawyer's aware of what's going on. How do you cover, you know, everyday expenses like a phone bill, hydro bill?
Okay, I'm going to repeat myself. Once you've done the real estate transaction, you have a lawyer right. who now has the truth on the table. Things are just simply going to happen. Just by initiating this transaction is the end of the story, folks. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, Vic.
Okay, so whatever you need to receive from the system to now deal in the marketplace with the truth, you will receive from the system to do so. If that includes your toilet paper, your Depends, your diapers, your cars, your houses, your TVs, your furniture, all of it. We're just talking about the real estate transaction. I'm only picking the real estate transaction because it's
right.
an easier one. Is to sure. initiate a chain of events.
Okay, but
okay,
to cover all those other costs, do you go through your lawyer?
I'm sorry?
To cover the rest of those costs, do you contact a lawyer and he looks after it, or do you ask for a bill of exchange? What's involved there?
When you've dealt with the lawyer on a real estate transaction, you're going to be given
yes.
whatever it is you need to so you can facilitate Her Majesty in Commerce, and all you're going to likely end up with is a credit card or something really, really simple, because it's not our job to do the paperwork. I thought everyone knew that.
Okay,
not everyone knew that. We have civil servants to do these things for us. We got to start acting
right.
and thinking the role lovingly.
Yes.
Stop thinking in terms of I got to do paperwork. You're thinking in those terms. You don't understand who you are yet. I'm sorry. I'm having a problem with this. If you are still thinking in terms of filing and forming and just all this paperwork, you don't understand the process or who you are.
Vic.
We have civil servants there to do these things for us. They took the job to get paid to do this. At the end of the day, they are like you and me, and underneath those uniforms, they are like you and me. But during the day when they're getting paid, they are there to serve, and it is an honor to serve.
Vic.
Yep.
Hi, it's Susie.
Hey, Susie.
From Vancouver. I got a driving without a seatbelt ticket. Excuse me. And it was $167. And I went to a notary and had it accepted. And the notary accepted it. And then I went to get my insurance, and it cost me $167. Well, what was wrong?
I don't know what you mean, what was wrong.
Pardon me?
I don't know. What do you mean, what was wrong? You haven't told me anything.
No. I got a no seatbelt ticket.
Yeah, and you took it to the notary, but so what?
And I had it accepted.
Yep.
I wrote accepted across it diagonally.
Yep.
And sent it in, and then the DMV sent me back a notice saying that they could not read the ticket number and didn't know. And so I wrote back again, I accept your answer.
Well, anyhow, it's okay. I don't need to hear any more, I don't think. I think we're way off base here. It's like taking it. So you took the ticket to the notary and had the notary send it in, or what? I don't understand why the notary's here.
The notary just acknowledged that I had accepted what they were doing.
Right.
That I accepted the ticket.
Yep. Well, the ticket is not the money. The ticket is not the money. The ticket is the offer. So
right.
what you got to do is you got to accept the offer and then ask for the bill of exchange. You're accepting the offer, binding the other party now to now provide the money, but you got to ask for the money. This is what we're not doing. We think the ticket is the money. No, it's not the money. It's the offer.
Oh, I understand.
You accept the offer, and then you can ask for the money. I've accepted your offer. Now we have a contract. Now give me the money. Get it? You're the holder in due course now. And the law says you have to get the money, and they have to give you a bill of exchange. And if they refuse to give you the bill of exchange, you get the notary to ask for the bill of exchange, and if they refuse to give it, there's no debt. And if they give it, you sign it, and you give it back, and it's closed. There's no debt. The initial thing in your hand is the offer. It is not the money. This is the good news, folks. This is the part we've been missing about the bills of exchange. We did not understand what we had in our hands. The ticket is an offer. When you accept acceptance of that offer, read the Bills of Exchange Act if you haven't, you now have a contract.
Okay.
And now you can ask for the money because there's a contract they're obligated to perform. And you ask
for
the money.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that...
I'm speaking to everyone here. I hope everyone's listening, not just traffic tickets. We're talking to everyone here in every single solitary situation. I'm sorry?
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, okay, what I'm hearing is, okay, once it's accepted, then you have the obligation, or they have the obligation to pay for it.
No, they don't have the obligation. You need to ask for the money. There's no obligation for them to give you the money, but you can ask for the money.
Okay, so what's the step that I missed?
I'm talking in general to everyone here. The process is the same for everyone. The offer is the offer. A traffic ticket is an offer. If you get a vendor to say, I offer to sell you this house for $500,000, and you sign, you just put the words accepted, sign and date it. All you're doing there is you're putting accepted the offer, signature validates the acceptance, and the date is fixes the date that it was accepted. Now that's the date of the contract. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the first part. The second part is now you can ask for the money. No one is under any obligation to do anything. They should do it, but no one is under an obligation not to kill anyone. People do it.
Right.
Okay? They are not under an obligation to give you the money, but if they don't, there's no debt. And if they do, there's no debt. Okay, but until you have a contract with them, which you get by accepting the offer and just marking accepted, just read the Bills of Exchange Act. How do I accept? What's the terms of contracting here? Well, I've got an offer. Oh, I've got an offer. I got an offer from a guy willing to sell me a car for $500. Oh, I'm going to accept it. That's the contract. Now you can ask for the money. Without the contract, you can't ask for the money. So you see what's been going on here? We've been treating the
okay,
money.
That's the piece I missed.
All of us have.
Is asking for the money once it's accepted. Okay.
That's right. Once the offer is accepted, the offer is not the money. The offer is the contract.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So accept. Don't argue. Accept.
Okay.
Hang on here. Just please, I'm talking to everyone here. So if we could just... if you notice in this little piece here, there has been no refusal on our part. We are accepting the contract. Okay, accept it. Now you ask for the money. If the other guy refuses to give you the money, who's in dishonor here? And remember, you're asking for the bill of exchange, and under the Bills of Exchange Act, they are obligated to provide it because unless you're ordered to pay, you're not required to pay, but you have to ask for it.
And how do we do that?
You ask. Come on, how do you ask for food? I don't know how you ask, but ask. Ask and it is given. Anyone reading Abraham? Law of Attraction? Think of a book called Ask and It Is Given.
Yeah.
Ask.
Okay.
Remember, you're not asking for you. You're asking to settle the debts of the straw men of Canada.
Have you asked for the bill?
You think they're going to refuse now?
Have you asked for the bill of exchange or have you asked for money?
You can... It depends how you want to play it. I would ask for the money. But all you need to know is, go to the Financial Administration Act of Canada and read the definition of money, and you make up your own mind.
Accept it.
just, I'm only saying that for conversation purposes. When we get this surrender thing done, I'm not suggesting here on this call that anyone does anything with this information because your surrender's not in there yet. Okay? You don't have the backing of the surrender to also say in the equation, oh, by the way, further to this, I have surrendered the estate of Beck Victor Robert of Canada to the Treasury. So give me that bill of exchange so we can settle up this debt here. Otherwise, the Treasury's going to have a problem with you. Treason. And you do it all through a lawyer because a lawyer is an officer of the court and he has an oath to Her Majesty. But if they don't deliver the bill of exchange, they're not obligated to give you the money, / bill of exchange, same thing. Okay? In the past, we've been asking for the check. You go back to the Roger Elvick days, you ask for the check. Well, the check in the mind could be thinking check drawn on a bank account. That's different than a bill of exchange.
May I ask the question?
And so by asking for the money, it encompasses, yes, just a moment, sorry. By asking for the money, it encompasses all the definitions, but by asking for the check, it doesn't necessarily mean what...
Did he?
So that's why I suggest to read the FAA. But don't go out there and using any of this information. Your surrender has not been done. What you need to be able to put on the table is the confirmation that this is not being done for you, but being done for Canada, is the fact that you have surrendered the estate of the straw man to Canada. Now the agent is working for Canada, not for you. There can be none of this, oh, you're trying to get something for nothing. Because, well, just a second here, this name is of Canada, and you want me to pay? You want me to them for them to get something for nothing? They didn't build the house, we did. It won't even happen. It won't even happen. Once you understand the offer and acceptance, it's not the same instrument. We're talking two separate items here. And someone had a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, Bill, take it down. As in my, when I sent the fact sheet into the lawyer, it said it was in the process of surrendering. So I will be calling the lawyer in the morning.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay. Vic, it's Anne. I'm going to be calling the lawyer in the morning because they got my letter today.
Yep.
In the fact sheet, it says that I will be, that I am in the process of surrendering.
Yep.
And
so just now you know all you need to do, Anne, is all I was going to tell you tonight is ask them to get the bill of exchange. Actually, pardon me. First thing you want to do is you want to ask for an offer. You want a signed offer from the other party, what they will accept. Okay, listen what I said here. Now, we're talking a process here. It's the same for every single solitary situation. You have to have an offer. When you have an offer, you can accept it. And when you accept it, that is the contract. And once you have a contract, then you can ask for the money. It's the same all across the board on every single solitary situation you're going to talk about here. Okay, so you need to have an offer. So you need to know what an offer is. If you don't have an offer and you want to get something, then you need to get an offer, but it has to be signed by the one making the offer.
For example,
if I offered to sell one of you a car for $1,000,
right.
I put it in writing. As soon as you write accepted, I'm obligated to sell you the car for $1,000. The only way out of it is if I give you notice that I have canceled the offer. Or you refuse the offer, or the offer expires. But once you accept, if you put on that piece of paper that you have accepted the offer and signed it, you've got it. That's the evidence now. That's the contract. Once you have the contract, then you can ask for the money.
Vic?
Yep.
There's a good website. I think it's out of Vancouver. I think it's out of BC. It's the Duhem's Law. They explain that very, very clearly there.
Yeah, that's a really good Duhem or something like that.
Yeah.
Very good information. But there's no need. You guys, I'm not asking you to go into nervousness here and go in and dig. And we're doing all this stuff for you. So I'm just explaining to you what's going on here. I'm just suggesting if you want to read, get up to speed or know internally what things are, do go to the Financial Administration Act of Canada. Do read the Bills of Exchange Act or glance through it. At least Section 16 defines what a bill of exchange is, and you have every right to request that bill of exchange. Because without it, you're not obligated to pay. You're not refusing. When someone sends you a notice that there's a financial obligation, you're not refusing anything by asking for the bill of exchange. You're in negotiations. Keeping in mind, as Lee pointed out today, if whoever breaks down, whoever is the cause of the ceasing negotiations is the one that does lose the war each and every time. And you know why countries lose the war? It's the law. Whichever country went into dishonor by breaking the negotiations or failing to come to the table during negotiations, the law kicks into play, and what we see in the courts under breach of contract, they drop bombs instead. It's the law. The dishonorer always loses. It is not an act of nature. It is the law, commercial law. The dishonorer always loses. It's the law. Sorry, someone had a question or something there.
Well, Dick, when you say ask for the signed offer from the lawyer as to what they will accept, what do you mean what they will accept? I mean, do I wait until the
Don't they want money?
Well, I haven't received another statement yet. Do I just say from now on?
What is it? What's the case over? They want money, don't they?
Yeah, so I wait then until the next time they finish. Or do I say ahead of time?
Just a second here. Just so I'm clear, because I'm still a little bit fuzzy. The claim is for money, Ann. Is it yes or no? Hello?
Yes.
Do they want your car, TV, life, what?
They want half the house.
So they want money, because they can't come and chop down half a house, right?
Yeah.
So they want money. So in any case, you just say, I want an offer from them, a signed offer from them, how much money they want. Ask them. Ask them right now. Ask them tomorrow morning. I want an offer, and I want it signed, how much money they want to settle this. Now you're going into honor. The other guy is obligated to respond.
Okay.
And if you don't have a signed offer, how do you know you're not being ripped off? You need to have it signed so you know in firm detail what they will accept to settle the issue.
Okay, oh. I was mistaken because I was referring to the legal bills.
It's the same story. They're not working for you. They're working for the straw man. You get that on the table. The estate of the straw man has been surrendered to the Treasury, you get that on the table. I need to have a signed offer. If I don't have a signed offer, I'm not going to pay. And if you don't give me a signed offer, I'm going to have a notary ask for a signed offer. And if you don't provide it then, I'm going to have him note you in dishonor for failing to provide me an offer.
A signed offer. Signed offer.
How do you know what something's going to cost in truth if it's not signed? If it's signed, it's binding. If it's not signed, it's not binding. Why do you think corporations don't put the signature on these statements? They don't want to bind themselves, but you have every right to ask for it. So in all cases, ask for a signed offer. If you are refused that simple request, then you have a notary, not a lawyer, a notary, make the same request. And when you get the signed offer, you accept it. And then you ask for the money in each and every case. And all issues can be settled with money. If someone wants half of your house or half of your car or half of your dog, ask them, well, how much is it going to cost for me to keep half of the house, half of the dog, half of the car? There's everything is for sale. You don't care if it's 100,000 or 100 zillion. Get the offer.
And that's the good news.
That's the good news. But the good news is you don't have to go through all of this crap to implement it. Just go do one real estate transaction. That will open up the doors for the rest, because now the truth is on the table in front of a lawyer who now knows the truth, who has now performed for the straw man, for you, for Canada. Oh, now that we've got the house, I just went over to the car dealership over there. I'd like to have one of these. Make it happen. Get the bill of exchange. Get the money. If they don't get the money, contact a notary and have the notary make a request for the money. And if they don't get the money, have them note the dishonor. When you're doing this in front of a lawyer through a lawyer combination notary, keeping in mind that anything that's notarized is accepted in court as truth, especially when the notary was part of the whole bloody thing and has the truth. I did it. They're officers of the court. The whole thing is a court. So it starts with a signed offer. Then it goes to acceptance. And all you're doing is, yes, I've accepted your offer to sell me the car for $1,000. You put it in writing. I put it in writing that I've accepted your offer. Now give me the car and here's $1,000. There can be no backing out of the deal. The only difference here is that it's not so much that Canada is obligated to pay. It's that if the parties involved in commerce with the licenses don't get the money when asked to get the money, they are in dishonor, and the law will come down on them. The laws of Canada, the laws of province. This is what the birth certificate is. It says, if the guy holding this certificate knows who he is and knows he's doing business in a name of Her Majesty, and he asks you for the bill of exchange, get the bill of exchange, because otherwise you're damaging Her Majesty. But if he acts like it's his own house, then tell him he's got to go to the bank and get a loan. Because that has nothing to do with the greater estate called Canada. So, I'm just sharing information with you where this is going. I'm going out to... I'm just waiting to get together with a lawyer, to get together with the birth certificate and get the certified copy of the statement of birth. And I've got a $3.7 million property picked out. I'm going to see it. I'm going to get a signed offer. And then we're going to do this. And then you're all going to do this. Are there any questions?
Well, I have one, Vic. Why would you go to a lawyer? Why do you say do it for real estate first? Why is there something else you could do with first? Why would you do real estate first? Am I naive?
Because it's really easy.
Okay.
Because lawyers are involved in every real estate transaction that ever takes place. Lawyers are not involved in buying cars, so it's a little out of the ordinary to contact a lawyer to buy a car. But it's quite ordinary to contact a lawyer with respect to a real estate transaction. They do it every day.
I see.
So that would be the reasoning therein.
Thank you.
Okay, and so what I'm sharing with you is this is happening, and regardless of what I just shared with you that is happening, it doesn't mean that any information or communications with the government is ceasing. All I said, like I said earlier on, is there's no need to wait for a response to that. Okay, so if it helps your minds, what we talked about back in September, nothing has changed in that regard. This is additional stuff, and so the communications will not cease with the government. This has no effect on that at all. However, this allows us to do something here without waiting. No need to wait here.
Vic.
And both are going to meet head because one sense we got a surrender going over to the federal government. Another sense we're talking in the lawyer's office about something of Canada, the federal government. And we're just bringing two and two together here. And both meet at the Treasury. Yes, I'm sorry.
Vic, when our surrender has been sent in to the federal government, does our trustee, Jason, or Justin, I should say, send a notice to whoever we wish that we're making a deal with, to that's our lawyer acting, should we say, in the real estate transaction,
no,
to prove that we have made this surrender?
Oh, if you need any verification of the surrender, like, yeah, that's what the trust, that's what Justin is there for, absolutely.
Right, okay.
And two questions here, Vic, Chris in Centerville, by the way. to do our own real estate transaction, I'm sure we probably wouldn't be using the same lawyer as you. We would use our own, correct?
Yep. But like I say, I'm just let's just get one. Just be sure to interrupt you there, Chris. But just so we're clear, I'm not suggesting you go out and do anything here. Okay.
Oh no. I'm thinking.
And I'm just making sure this is clear to everyone. I'm just sharing where this where this has kind of branched off into another direction. I'm just sharing that, and we're gonna, and I'm just waiting to get the birth certificate back from the trustee for the moment, so I can go and put it all in and have this conversation with a lawyer. Whatever day I get that birth certificate, I'm out of here. I've already got the particulars for the property. Just waiting for that. And so when I've done it, then I will share with you. And at that point in time, in all likelihood, everyone could just do it through one lawyer, if they so choose, all through Justin. Or feel free to go and find your own lawyer and do the same thing. I will share everything.
So the secondary question then would be, what about, you know, if we're already, like, I'm in my dream home and I'm, you know, halfway through a mortgage, can we then still...
Get an offer from the bank.
There you go. Thank you. Someone's listening. Get an offer from the bank. What's it going to cost to pay off this debt? I need the signed offer. If it's not signed, it's no good.
So
I got an offer from you for what it's going to cost to pay off the debt here, but it's not signed. If it's not signed, it's not firm.
So the vendor has to sign, then we request from the vendor the bill of exchange, right, accepted on that once we get it.
No, you just sign it like you sign a check. I'm talking about you need the offer. You accept the offer.
Pardon me, yes, we accept the offer.
Yep.
But we still need to request the bill of exchange from the vendor.
Once you have the signed off, once you have accepted the offer, now you're in a position to, yes, ask for the money. If you don't ask for the money, have they ever delivered the money to anyone on this call? If they did, you wouldn't be on the call. Mm. You need to ask for it. And you don't need to explain to them. If they write back to you and say, we don't know what you mean, you just write back to them and say, you wouldn't even write back to them. You would just have a notary contact them and ask the question.
Right. And then
you're not explaining anything here.
Once that's on the table, then it's we know that they're, like you said, they're in they're dishonoring the agreement.
That's right, and they're breaking the law.
Right.
Remember, they all have an oath to Her Majesty. This is not being done for you. It is being done ultimately at the end of the day for Canada.
Right. And when they do, if and when they do furnish the bill of exchange, then that's
then you just do it like I say, through the real estate deal. It would come to the lawyer.
Yep.
I would sign it. And the lawyer will know exactly where it's got to go back to the vendor.
That's right.
And it would just be, and this would all be done behind by the lawyers behind the scenes. No one's going to be any the wiser.
Yeah, we don't care.
That's right. That's exactly right. We don't care how they make it happen. So don't even try to put words to it. Just get the offer, sign it, accept it, sign it, date it. And again, you're only putting accepted on there, so it's in evidence that someone accepted an offer here. We see a signature and we see the date of acceptance. Is the date the contract was entered into. What's the contract with respect to? Oh, delivery of a house in 14 days. Well, that house better be delivered in 14 days, and whoever causes that not to happen, remember the one thing about the courts, they will not trespass against the contract. And any party that prevents a contract from fulfillment is in deep doo-doo. And I have that in first-hand experience where a lawyer wanted to back out of a real estate transaction and contacted the law society, and they said, no, you can't do that. You will compromise the contract. You're not a party to it, so you can't compromise it. You get it? You're the agent to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Only the parties to a contract can actually compromise it. Third parties cannot compromise a contract. That's a trespass. That's a sin in that's a sin in law. So I'm just sharing because I don't know this is really extremely good news.
Yes.
And so it's like I say, nothing is changing with regards to what you believe or thought the surrender was going on yesterday. This is just another avenue of it, and this is going to transpire very quickly. I shared with you there a week or two ago that I intended to go to a municipality to talk to them to let them know, you know, I'm moving into the area, and just so you're clear here. I'm not the purchaser, so I don't want to see the tax bill, and then I was going to go to the lawyer's office and do that, but then it became clear we only need to deal with the lawyer. The lawyer will do the transaction, and you never will see a tax bill because it's not your house. Property of Her Majesty is not taxable.
Huh.
So again, when the truth is on the table that this house is not your house, it's just a house that's part of the estate of Canada. And it's all Her Majesty and Right of Canada, Her Majesty and Right of Ontario, and every government ministry and all lawyers are representatives of that Majesty. And so when you're doing what you're doing for Canada, now the agents can also do for Canada. But if you're doing it for yourself, if it's my house, Well then, sir, with your house along go these responsibilities, we need a check in the amount of $3.7 million from you.
It's just like moving into Rideau Hall.
I need a signed offer. Any amount, I don't care. So, anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, and that's going to be happening very quickly. And the conversation with the lawyer is very simple. I need you to ask them for the bill of exchange, and if they refuse to do it, I need you to contact a lawyer, a notary, and have the notary do the same thing. And also, I wanted to talk about the lawyer and the notary. A lawyer and a notary are two different things.
Mm-hmm. You said bill lawyers of exchange, and notary- but you meant to say offer, right?
I'm sorry?
You said bill of exchange just now in that statement, but did you mean offer?
With regard to what?
To ask, well, you just said you need to ask the lawyer to ask them for the bill of exchange, but are we talking
about the offer? I got to get the offer. I have the offer before I go to the lawyer, and I'm accepting the offer right in front of the lawyer's face, by the way.
Okay.
But you need to have the offer before you go to see the lawyer. You're not getting the lawyer to do your business for you.
Okay.
Not that part of it. You need to go and pick out what you want and take care of that. Just the one time. Just the one time. Once the one time is done, then the door is open. But a notary is, and I'm using Ontario as an example, a notary, they have a little rubber stamp says, in and for the province of Ontario. For the province of Ontario does not mean for the lawyer, it means for the province of Ontario. When you're dealing with a lawyer on, say, an argument matter, he's working for himself. So in capacity of a notary, he's not doing anything for himself. He has no interest in it one way, shape, or form, not one iota. When he's in the capacity as a lawyer in a dispute matter, he's in it for himself. He's in it for the money. You could care two shits about province of Ontario. So lawyers wear two hats. But this is why I say when you're doing the real estate, when you ask the lawyer to request, you're just putting the lawyer on the spot what you're doing here. When you put the truth on the table and you ask him to request the bill of exchange, okay, and you get, if you have to go, and you don't need to explain too much, but I need the bill of exchange, which is the money defined in the Financial Administration Act, and the bill of exchange. If I don't have a bill of exchange and you don't get me the bill of exchange, then have the notary make the same request. Thing is you have the right to request that bill of exchange. They're not obligated to give it, but if they don't, there is no debt. If they do, there is no debt. So we deal with the lawyer for the transaction part because that's where transactions are done. If it's going to go into a dishonor stage, then it goes over to a notary because that's what notaries do. Notaries note dishonors, and then lawyers take them to court. Get it? Notaries note, and lawyers take them to court. I'm not saying this is going to court, but that's just to explain the capacity here. So when there's a dishonor on your mortgage contract, somewhere behind the scenes, a notary is doing something. And then the lawyer takes it to court. Any other questions, folks?
And do you have any international notaries? Does it have to be...
No. Like I just said, the notary in and for the province of Ontario.
Yeah, okay.
Forget all this international crap. Just you're in Canada, you're in your province, you just deal locally. Forget international law, forget all of that crap. Just deal with the truth. You know, the name is of, the birth certificate in itself is of Canada. In any case, the name on this, the purchaser, is not of the recipient. This is not my house that's being acquired here.
Yeah.
Irrespective of that, I need the bill of exchange, so ask the vendor to provide the bill of exchange. And if they fail to do so, then I need you to contact the notary to make the same request. And you see, the lawyer by now knows exactly where you're going. And they... two choices, provide or don't provide, but in any case, there's no debt. And you get the deal because the contract is still there.
Can we have the baby stop, have mute, at least mute that call so we don't hear the baby crying?
Yep, can someone who's got the baby crying please press star 6 there, please? Would appreciate it. Sorry, I didn't even hear it. So just for those, and it's more of interest, I guess, but in the past when we dealt with the bills of exchange, we were treating the actual offer as the money instead of knowing that we were actually accepting the offer, and that once we had accepted the offer, then we can ask for the money. Now the wheels start to turn. Up until that point, there's no lubricant. Everything's seized up.
So when we ask for the money, Vic, and they don't provide it, then they're in dishonor, and then the debt is extinguished, and we have the possession the use of the property.
Like I said, if you ask or the lawyer asks for the bill of exchange and they don't provide it, you then have a notary make the same request, because he's the witness now, you see? He's not a lawyer. He's just a witness. He doesn't get involved in argument. Every province, I believe, has a notary act. One of the things notaries do is commercial attestations. It's talked about in the Bills of Exchange Act. They don't talk about lawyers there. And or justices of the peace, same thing. They're just noting honor, dishonor. Okay. The lawyers take the arguments to court. Remember that. If there's no honor, dishonor going on, there's no need for lawyers. But it all starts with the dishonor, noting of honor, dishonor with the notary.
And the notary provides the fact that it is in dishonor.
The notary provides the fact that you asked for a bill of exchange, which is required by law, and they didn't provide it. Okay. So it's
hey Vic.
Yep.
I don't understand when you request the bill of exchange, like say from you're buying the house, what are you expecting to see? Like I don't understand that.
I don't care. I'm asking for the bill of exchange. That's the lawyer's job to get the bill of exchange.
Let them deal with it.
So what if they were to be in honor? What, like say it's a private owner of a house?
No. Whoa. There's no such thing as a private owner of a house.
In my concept of whatever.
There is no such thing.
Yeah.
When you're dealing in commerce, there's no such thing. If there's a house for sale,
yeah,
it's not a private deal.
It's all Canada. Public.
It's always.
Because the property is registered. When something is registered, the owner is the one that has the registration. And that's the government. And you the recipient of a copy of a title. You're not having the title.
It doesn't matter. The bottom line is there is no private ownership. You just need to get the signed offer. You need to get the signed offer, and then you accept it in front of the lawyer's face. You take it over to the lawyer and say, here's the particulars of the property, here's the offer from the vendor, I'm accepting it right here, right now, and I need you to handle this transaction, and I need you to ask them for the bill of exchange. And if they fail to produce the bill of exchange, I need you to contact the notary to make the same.
I'm just asking, I don't understand, how do they honor, what is a bill of exchange, and how do they produce it? I'm sorry.
Bill of exchange is the money.
So,
again, read the Financial Administration Act. It's right in the front. The first section is the definitions. It says money. Money means negotiable instruments. Then it defines negotiable right before below that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And that includes bill of exchange. A bill of exchange, if you go to the Bills of Exchange Act, is under S-16, and that is what is ordering. That's the order for the money. And that is actually the money. But you can't request that until there's a contract, which is the acceptance of the offer.
We don't have to do that.
And you don't care
the
what
lawyer.
That's all the lawyer. You're just asking them to produce to get the bill of exchange, and you don't care what it looks like. Okay, and you don't get into explaining to lawyers their business.
I think the person is wondering if he actually is given cash. Is that correct? No.
You're not going to get cash.
No, I think possibly he was thinking that.
Look, surely if I owe you $5 and you owe me $5, I give you an IOU, you sign it back to me, and it's finished.
Right.
We canceled $10 worth of debt with a $5 IOU, and it didn't cost us anything.
Right.
That's all we're talking about here, because the order is the money. See, when you get the bill of exchange, then you just sign it. It's a check. Remember I shared with you, some of you, when I called the lawyer that's responsible for the Sale of Goods Act in the province of Ontario, I asked him, I said, what is the Bill of Exchange with regard to the Sale of Goods Act? He says it's the check.
And you just have to endorse it and return it to the vendor.
Okay, exactly. It's the check. Anytime you get a check, he can endorse it over, right? So endorse it for payment. You guys give me the check for the car. Here's the check for the car.
And he can take it to the bank and get the cash.
Well, I believe they take it to the government in exchange for cash because the Currency Act says vendors must be paid in legal tender, not bills of exchange. And in any case, that is not your concern. That's for the lawyers to deal with that, and that's... All your thing is to know that you have the right to ask for these things and that you stay in honor and doesn't deliver, just get a note and get a notary to for the whole event. But the beauty is when you can add to the pot that the surrender of the estate has been made, now it is clear and certain that this transaction is not being done for you. There's no doubt about that. Remember, it never was your estate, but it just removes any element of doubt. So when you're asking for the bill of exchange, you're not asking for the money for you. You're asking for the money for Her Majesty, so Her Majesty's house doesn't cost anything because that's the law.
Vic, only because I don't want to cause any hardship on any vendors out there, and if the vendor does not provide me with a bill of exchange, is the vendor on the hook?
No.
So how does the vendor recoup?
Just a second here. Who's the vendor? Another straw man, right?
Joe Blow Builder.
Another straw man, right?
Right.
That's up Canada, right?
So the vendors, straw man, regardless, they think they have a bank account.
I don't care what they think, Chris. You get the offer. You let the lawyer do their business. You're trying to rationalize stuff here, and you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Mm. So this commercial deal is done between two straw men.
They all are.
The two straw men are
they all are.
The government.
They're all convenient fictions of Her Majesty. Every single solitary one of them. And so, like I said, and this is why I would suggest, and this is, well, I'm not suggesting anything, but this is what I'm doing. I'm starting with the real estate transaction because lawyers are involved in every single solitary real estate transaction. Mm-hmm. The vendor has a lawyer, and the lawyers will know what to do.
We've been on this for...
Look, I just told you, when you buy a car, the buyer, the seller, is to transmit the bill of exchange, which means the check. Now, have you ever bought a car where the check is on the front seat? No. Who's getting the check? You don't think the lawyers in the background aren't scooping your check? That's the check they're scooping. Oh, now when it's being done for Canada, they better not scoop the check. They can scoop the check when you think it's your car. But when it's not your car and it's Her Majesty's car, they can't scoop the check because they took an oath to Her Majesty, and Her Majesty says the seller gets the bill of exchange. So the buyer's asking for the bill of exchange. Give him the bill of exchange. So if you're thinking in terms of using this information with each and every little vendor, like I said, when you do a real estate transaction, the truth is on the table. So from that point forward, you've got a lawyer now that knows the truth. He's now working for you. He's the trustee. Don't you get that? He's handling a real estate transaction, not for you, but for Canada. He knows the name on the birth certificate is not of you. So then you say, good, this is a great deal on a real estate transaction. I want you to manage it for me and get me the bill of exchange.
I've got a question.
He gets paid from the government. He just going to get paid, so he's happy. He doesn't give a shit. Yes, your question.
Can we move on?
On what?
In the conference call. We've been on this for about 45 minutes.
What would you like to move on to?
Your next thought, I guess.
Or what do you mean, my next thought?
Weirdo.
How rude.
What's the matter with everybody?
Oh, nothing. I don't see anything in anybody. You folks haven't been brushing up your whole open-o, have you?
Exactly.
We haven't been what?
Brushing up in your whole open-o. I sent the Zero Limits link out last week. So if you haven't read it, you won't know what we're talking about. But
It's pronounced opono.
Yeah, opono, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're right.
I with a student with one teacher there too. For a couple months. Yeah.
All right. Hey, then you've been a student?
Yeah. I there's a woman named Auntie Mahilani that I hung out with. It was quite lovely, and she talked about a lot of this stuff, but not too much about.
Okay.
You
know, well, sorry. Would you mind hanging on after the call? I'd like to ask you a couple of questions on that.
Sure. Yeah.
But we are on the call here for another reason. And so, anyhow, is there questions with regard to the call?
Vic, it's Gay here. Did you say earlier that we can use the lawyer in Toronto?
For what?
For a real estate deal or. You're suggesting the real estate deal, but can we use him?
No, the lawyer for the member I told you, I shared with you that the lawyer, pardon me, Justin is at this time is a non-practicing lawyer.
Oh, that's right, yes.
For Her Majesty.
Okay, so you can't use him for the real estate because he's a non-practicing lawyer, but we can go through him as the witness of the surrender.
No, that sounds
okay.
Great. No. Not the piece of paper that's eating
that. What was that website, Doohams? Someone suggested earlier.
I think it's. I'll try to remember the spelling. I think it's D U H A I M E.
D U C H.
D U C H.
Yeah.
D U C H.
A I M E. Very good website. I got onto that myself a very long time ago, and I learned a lot about contract, tort, PVSA, and all that lovely stuff.
Can you possibly send out an email with those links on there, that site that you just mentioned? And
no, well? I didn't mention it. Someone else did.
Okay, well, still, whoever mentioned it.
I'm not assuming anything here.
can you disseminate for the group, please?
Look, it's just a website to learn from. There's no...
Yeah.
What we're talking about here on the call is not expressly stated on that website, if that's what you're thinking.
No, that's not what I'm thinking. I just any bit of information. I'm trying to sponge it all up.
I believe it's duhamelaw.org, something like that.
Oh, take a little older.
If you just punch it Duhame, you'll Duhame or Duquesne, whatever, you'll get it.
Father will phone in one day.
If I remember, I'll send a link out.
Thank you.
I've got it here, Vic. It's duhame.org. duhaime.org.
Hop on in.
There you go. Okay, so let's get back to the purpose of the call. Are there any questions with anything we've talked about? Any questions with anything we haven't talked about with any part of the surrender giver process? Anyone got questions, period?
You're anticipating a week, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks possibly for everybody else to get caught up.
Justin sent me the letter tonight, and I just printed it out, and I'm going to be reviewing it today and in the morning.
Okay, should we expect notification from you, from the government, from the police?
No, we'll let you know when it's been delivered.
Okay.
Excellent.
So I'll be happy very soon.
And Vic, we get a copy of the letter from our trustee so that we can give it to our lawyers to let them know that we have surrendered.
I haven't decided on that, if it'll be something like that or just simply an acknowledgement from Justin.
Okay.
But yes, you will have something to support your what you're saying.
Position, yeah.
Okay, but having said all of this, it doesn't change the fact now. Just so for some of you I know are in predicament right now. And so for those of you who are in a financial predicament right now being hounded, go back to what we talked about. First off, ask for a signed offer. What's it going to cost to settle this matter? And I need it in writing and I need it signed. I need a signed offer.
It's a reasonable reason. I have done that with the CRA, and they absolutely neglected to write back with a signed letter.
Fair enough. So then you go to a notary and you ask the notary to do the same thing. Okay?
Good.
And this goes for court matters too, like anything.
I'm talking about any financial obligation, folks. All of them. So I'm just saying, if anyone has a pressing matter, so you first off, you need a signed offer.
Yeah.
If your request is not responded to, then have a notary make the request. You cannot make as many requests as you want, but one or two should suffice. And that is basically your evidence that you asked for an offer, and you haven't received one. If CCRA and a matter like CCRA, if they're playing that game, then you could probably just go right straight to the ask for the bill of exchange then.
Okay.
But the point is to get the signed offer. Then you accept that offer. You send notice that you have accepted the offer, and at that time you ask for the bill of exchange. You can reference the Financial Administration Act of Canada, Chapter F11, what money is. So send me the money.
In a case,
and if they refuse to send you the money, then have a notary ask for the money. / bill of exchange, same thing, but I like to use the word money because when people hear someone conversing on the street, they wouldn't send me my money versus they wouldn't send me my bill of exchange. Which one do you think is going to get attention quicker than the other, money or bill of exchange?
Money.
Of course. Everyone likes money and everyone knows what that is. And so when you're working with the concept of money, they wouldn't provide the money. We ask for the money settle the account of the straw man here of Canada, and they refuse to provide it. What? But anyhow, if they refuse to provide the money, then you have a notary make the request, because now that's your witness. In fact, if you want, you can do it right off the hop. You don't have to ask yourself. You can have the notary ask right off the very first hop. Doesn't matter. Thing is, though, is if they do not answer, don't keep asking and making excuses and beating around the bush. Get a notary to do it.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to hear this. Oh, they didn't provide it. So, what did you do about it? Oh, well, I wrote them another letter. Get over to the notary and hold the notary to his duty. If a notary refuses to do this, well, I guess I'll write a letter to the Law Society. That you've got you're a notary here, and you're not performing your duty. You don't need to have a license to be a notary. See how fast he gets into action then, because commercial attestations is part of their business. It's right in the Notary Act. We have one for Ontario. You probably have one for every province. I don't know what it's called, but here it's called the Notary Act.
Vic, if you get a bill from someone, instead of, do you just write back and say, please send me the signed offer?
If you've got a bill, why would you need a signed offer? If you've got the money, why would you need a signed offer?
Well, it's usually, as you said, just like a statement. It's not an offer. So if you get a bill...
Right, so that's why I say read the Bills of Exchange Act, because you need to know what a bill of exchange is, and it has got to be signed. If it is not signed, it is not a bill, it is not the money.
Okay, so if a statement is signed, then that's a signed offer. Then you can ask for the bill of exchange.
Sure. Well, no, if you've got a credit card obligation or something, there's already a contract there. Just ask for the money. You know, you gotta know the difference. You gotta know the difference when there's a contract and when there's no contract. If you're trying to buy something, there's no contract. You gotta get the contract. If there's already a contract, then you don't need to do that. You just need to get the money.
Everything that is signed is the money. Everything is a promissory note.
No, not everything. This is the thing. If we say that, because that's where people thought the traffic ticket was the money. It's an offer. You need to accept the offer and then you ask for the money.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Of course, I'm getting mixed up between what's an offer and what isn't an offer.
Well, sure. Okay. So just write down the word offer and write down the word bill of exchange and do whatever you got to do to get in your head what they are and the difference of them.
Right.
Remember, it's just an offer. Because, you know, an advertisement on TV says, here, you can buy this for $3.99. That's an offer to you. But if it's not in writing and signed, is it? A firm offer. And a firm, remember, the firm, Roger Elvick got into that, a firm offer is the firmament, is the law firm offer. It's all a legal offer. It's all of the matrix, not of you and me.
Okay.
This is the remedy, or the exemption, if you want to call it an exemption. The exemption is, you see, businesses don't have the same privilege. Your businesses are in business for profit. When you have surrendered the estate to Canada, you're not seen as being in business anymore. You've gone to the spiritual realm in their perspective, so you're not involved in business. And since you're not involved in business, then the rules of business don't apply. But Bell Canada your own little private business or incorporated business, those are in business. That's warfare. And so the cost of doing business applies. So businesses don't have the exempt possibility that we do to say, this is not my house, this is for Canada. Bell Canada can't say that. Bell Canada can't say that we're buying this building for Canada when they're buying it in the name Bell Canada. It's a profit and loss situation. It's a business organization. So there's a difference. People in their natural capacity are not natural businesses. An incorporated company is a natural business. It's legal, but it's just a natural business. So again, if there's all the only reason you're asking for an offer is so you can accept it, that creates a contract. If there is already a contract, then you don't need to do that. Let's take that there was a credit card, but it's gone to a collection agency. Is there a contract?
No.
No, that's correct. What do you need to do then?
The bill. Ask for an offer.
That's right. Because there's no contract. You cannot ask for the money if there is no contract. And if a credit card has gone into dishonor and has been transferred from the bank to the credit card, a debt collector, there is no contract.
Right.
So you need to ask for a signed offer. And if they refuse to provide the signed offer, now again, you can just go, you can have a notary do it right off the hop, or you can ask for yourself and then go to the notary the second go around. It's up to yourself how you want to do that. Remember, a notary, not a lawyer. And all you're doing is you're just going in there and you take a coffee and a donut with you to the notary guy, and you just treat him really nice, and you're just there for simple business. Look, I got this demand here thing, and I need to have a signed offer here. I want to know what it's going to cost, and I want you to do it so that you can witness for me whether or not
people has to
do signed offer. Oh, no problem, sir. I'd be happy to do that for you. That's what we do here. That's my job as a notary, to witness these commercial processes. It's very honorable, sir. You want to settle up this account? I would ask for a firm offer, because if you don't have a firm offer, then you pay the money. How do you know it's paid? You might come back and say there's more owing. Remember, a firm offer is to pay off the debt once and for all. No more surprises. If you don't have that signed offer, they can come back with surprises. Firm is firm. Done. Legal.
You can apply that to Equifax, for instance, if you have several credit card debt, or you have a bad credit rating. You just ask them for a firm offer, what they want, and then go from there. And then
do you have a contract? Are you saying you have debts with Equifax?
Well, I don't. No.
Well, then how can you deal with Equifax?
They claim I have. Or with credit companies that have...
Oh, you mean in their debt collector capacity?
Yes, sir. I think
in a credit reporting capacity, no one owes Equifax or TransUnion money. But if Equifax is acting in a debt collector capacity, saying you owe this much money to so-and-so, then you, yes, ask for an offer. You just need to know where there's a contract or where there isn't a contract. Worry about all of this stuff. I'm just sharing you information, what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it on a real estate transaction, and I'm going to show you exactly what I did.
And Vic, obviously all of this is moot unless you do the surrender, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one, like a guy down the street who hasn't done the surrender, he can't walk in and do what we're doing.
I'm not going to say that. I'm saying the surrender is confirmation. There can be no doubt that what you're doing in this name now is being done for Her Majesty.
Right.
Okay, and now the thing is if an agent has taken an oath to Her Majesty wants to ignore that, that is at his peril. You can't stop that. No one is obligated to do anything. Maybe they should, but they're not obligated to. You have the right to request the bill of exchange. They're not obligated to provide it, but you have to ask for it. But if they don't provide it, then you got to get it noted that they witnessed that you asked and they failed to produce. So I'm just saying.
What is the proof you have that if you purchased a house on this process, that you have the right to occupy it.
As I said earlier, the fact that you're in possession of the birth certificate that has the name of the purchaser on it entitles you to receive delivery of it. Like if you own the business that's in the satellite business and the truck pulls up at your back gate and drops off satellite dishes, what proof you have that you're able to receive the satellite dishes? Well, the business ordered them, and you're holding the title to the business, so you have the right to them.
Yeah, we are the principal of the straw man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're the principal heir recipient of the birth certificate.
That's right. And all you're asking the system to do now is to just give me the money. So you're doing this for Her Majesty and for the recipient of the birth certificate. Her Majesty gets a free asset, and I get to use it.
Okay.
And I get to use it because I get to use it because I have the birth certificate that bears the name of the purchaser. You have your own name of a purchaser. Get your own house. Follow me?
We have become the surety or the collateral, and have contributed all our lives without getting paid. So now we have an interest in.
Yep. Let's keep this conversation on a positive thing. Let's not talk about the negative things we have become. Let's just talk about where we're going. Any other questions?
In dealing with matters with the CR. Knowing what we know and what we've learned in the last hour, do we still need to refer to ourselves as the principal heir of the straw man name?
I've made it clear in the last couple of weeks, I'm the recipient of a birth certificate.
Yeah, so just
of Canada. It has a name on it, of Canada.
That's right. So keep that same truth on the table for everyone to see.
I'm just putting the truth on the table. I'm not adding to it or taking away from it to convolute it.
Exactly.
I'm not giving them another direction so they can say, well, he talked about this. He talked about three things here, one of which we don't want to talk about, so we'll respond to two of them.
Mm.
Stick to your point.
Exactly.
Nothing else.
Yep.
Hey, Vic.
But let me explain something here, folks. It's a very reasonable request because someone said something about CCRA would not provide that signed offer. It's a very reasonable request to have a signed offer because a signed offer means when you pay this amount, it's finished. There can be no surprises. So you have every right to ask for that because it's the only way you can secure your future, so to speak. And if they fail to do that, then the notary will note that. He asked for a signed offer because he wants to make sure when he pays this amount of money, it's a done deal. And any prudent man would do that. Only a fool wouldn't. Now, let's not talk about ourselves here like that, but... But seriously, it's very prudent. If think about it. If you do not have a signed offer, how do you know if you pay the money, that there's not going to be a surprise down the road? What evidence do you have? What proof do you have? But when you have a signed offer, you have proof. And if they're not going to not prepared to provide you with a signed offer, there's something funny going on. I need to have a notary make the same request and have the notary note this. So that if CCRA moves forward, I've already got the decision by the notary here that says we asked for a signed offer and they failed to provide it. So who's in dishonor now? CRA.
And, of course, when they do furnish the signed offer, then we ask for the bill of exchange.
That's right. Well, you accept the offer.
Yeah.
And you got to let them know that, and you can, you accept it, and you send them back a photocopy. You keep the original.
Yeah. Thank you.
So that they can see
the offer. Now, please furnish me with a bill of exchange.
Yep.
So
that's right.
So I can settle up.
Exactly.
But we don't have to do any accepting for value.
No.
Anymore.
Yeah. No.
So just accept it.
The accepting for value is that's the part we misunderstood. You actually accept the offer, creates the contract, gives you the right now to ask for the money.
Right, accepted, date it, sign it.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's really simple, folks. If I give you an offer to sell you a car for $1,000. What would you want on that offer to make sure that it's firm? Or what would you put on that piece of paper so it's very clear that everyone knows that you have a...
You want a signature on it.
Exactly. Maybe, and you probably want to put a date on there just so that someone can't say, oh, yeah, but that was from 15 years ago.
Or even better, with a witness.
Doesn't matter. The signature or the information right on the offer itself is the witness. Come on. That's all you need. You don't need a witness. You've got the signed offer from me for a $1,000 car. Accepted on it. Now you come and ask me for the car. The only thing we're doing here is we're asking for the money. And the fact that we're holding the birth certificate and doing this for Canada gives us the right to ask. Everyone has the right to ask for the money. The act of the surrender here makes it very clear. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. Like I say, no one can say to you, you're trying to get something for nothing because you're doing this for Canada. And if they call upon you for the money, what they're saying is Canada's getting something for nothing. Let me get this straight. You guys want me to pay for the house for Canada. Won't even go there.
Well, Vic, do you know if the real estate that you might purchase, will it be in the straw man's name or Government of Canada's name? I know they're synonymous, but I mean in actual fact, how are they registered?
No, just a second here. What do you mean? What do you think the government identification is for? We're talking about the straw man here, are we not?
Yes, that's right.
So when you go and buy a car, Dave, is it your name on there, the straw man names are on there, or does it say Canada?
Yeah, well, no, it says straw man.
How are things normally done is what you're doing here.
Okay.
Don't rock the boat. Just work how things are normally done. They're not going to put your name on the deeds. It's going to be in all capital letters. You know that.
Yes, well, of course.
Don't resist. If you're resisting anything, there's something in you that's the problem, not the system.
No problem with that. The other thing is then when you pass on, you don't have to bequeath anything, but it goes to the government, doesn't it, directly?
Yep.
Without any question whatsoever, probate, will, or anything needed.
Yep. If you've got family members that have also partaken in the giver and done this whole giver process thing, and you might say, well, okay, upon my death, my sister would like to move into this house.
Right.
No big deal.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
Otherwise, what do you care? Everyone does what you're doing, has access to everything. Who cares? You don't need to have a legal will, right? You don't need to leave assets when your family's done the same damn thing.
Exactly.
And your children are going to do the same darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your gift to them.
Totally. Totally.
Don't do what I'm doing now.
that's right. Don't do what I did.
Those of us with newborns.
However, maybe you need to have the experience.
Those of us with babies, it would be... a good thing, then, to register, ask for the birth certificate?
Oh, totally. I've never suggested to people that they don't. You can't play the game of Monopoly without it, without the token. However, I would have no problem, you know, when you register the birth, you put whatever name you put on the statement of birth, just call your child something differently. So whatever name you wanted to call your child, call him that, but put a different name down on the statement of birth, because that's just the name they're doing business in, right? Who cares?
Right.
So you call the baby Steve and you put John on the statement of birth. Girl, boy, it doesn't matter. Because it's not personal identification anyhow. It's just the name of a business that the child or we do business in. You know, are there any other questions?
What does this mean about... Then, just confused about being a child of the province. Would you need to ask for disclosure that they understand this is not the ID of this child? It's of the straw man.
Well, you need to know more than them. You need to say, look, I'm the recipient of this birth certificate, but none of the information on it is of me. How could it possibly be of you?
I'm just thinking in cases where fax gets involved with children and they, like that story of the five children taken, the one returned because it didn't have a birth certificate, therefore wasn't a child of the province.
Well, that's right. Now, sure, you're thinking in those terms, but that child will never be able to participate in commerce either without a lot of grief.
Correct.
That's, you know, that's one way of looking at the thing. But if you know who you are, and as long as you put the truth on the table on the get-go, you see, I have yet to meet anyone, including anyone in these calls, that when they went to open up an account, they made it very clear what they were doing there. This is not my account. This is for Canada. I'm not buying this house for me. I'm buying it for Canada. I don't know anyone that did that, so we look for alternative ways out of this, right? Rather than just putting the darn truth on the table. Then with the additional aspect of, look, you know, so I need the bill of exchange. That's the money. That's how everyone, independent of the system, you don't need the government to pay your accounts for you. You just got to ask the one time for the money, and then the lawyer will be in the position to do that every time you need it now.
Yeah.
They can just set the account up for you once you've come to that point. I mean, go kid yourself. You know, when we do this real estate deal with a lawyer and it's finished, I mean, you go in there and say, you go in and pick up the key and you say, okay, well, here, I got a car here, I got this and I got that, we need to furnish the place. You're not going to be seeing a tax bill because the truth is on the table, so you're not going to be seeing a tax bill. You not think other things are going to happen as well? It's a major change when a tax bill is not issued to a residence.
I used to be
So now that the truth is on the table that you've surrendered the estate to Canada and everything you're now doing is like a secret agent being done for Canada, Canada's going to be happy to provide for you. Pardon me, for the straw man, because it has a responsibility and a duty to the straw man, not you. Just like they say you have a responsibility to your children. Well, that might be true, but this name here is your name, so take responsibility.
And they should do it gladly.
Oh, yeah.
When I request my power.
Equality is paramount under the law, folks. But act in terms of equality. Don't go in there to slam dunk them because that's not equality.
Right.
Don't go in there making excuses. That's not equality. You don't need to make excuses when we're all equal. It's a very thin line that we need to walk. That line. It's we're all coming to that. That's why I sent out that whole open-o thing. Well, I didn't send it out because of this, but it's very, very powerful information. It causes people just a second here. You mean the patient doesn't have the problem, the doctor does? That's a revelation if that's true. What a benchmark for humanity.
Yeah.
There's some kind of cancer in the doctor that he sees cancer in someone else. It doesn't mean a disease. It just means a bad memory of something is causing him to see cancer. His memories is causing him to see cancer in something else, in his image, in his projection. Any other questions for the process?
Yeah, Vic, if we go to the notary, do we pay the bill to the notary?
I would have the conversation with the notary. What you're doing here and why you're doing it. And I don't have any money. I had a friend, Larry, a few years back, went to a notary, and he told him it was for non-commercial purposes, and the lawyer never billed him. Pardon me, the notary didn't bill him. But again, remember what you're there for is to make the point clear too that you know this is being done for Canada. So if there's any billing done, well, if you're going to bill me, sir, I need the bill of exchange.
The commercial purpose is between the straw man and Canada, not me.
That's right.
So that's the non-commercial purpose for me going in.
That's right. Well, that's right. You're just there to do something for Canada. So he's doing this for Canada since Canada is the beneficiary. That's the one that should be paying, right?
Exactly.
And the thing is, you can't be crossing the lines here, and this is why in the real estate deal, there's no need, when I have a signed offer, I don't need to put any down payment down, you see, I don't need any deposit, I don't even need to go through the broker.
Right.
The broker wants all this paperwork and all these details, and then they want a deposit. Trust me, on a $3.7 million property, they're going to want a large deposit. I just want a signed offer here, I'm going to take it down to the lawyer's going to manage this, and the lawyer will be in touch with you. I've had no problem getting those in the past. And now I know what to do with it.
Just to clarify, Vic, the bill of exchange then gets signed and you hand it, or accept, you say accepted, and
back
to the vendor.
No, you accept the offer, I said.
Yeah, accept the offer, but then
when you get the bill of exchange, you can call it accepted, but you're just endorsing it like you do on any check. Like you get your paycheck, you put a signature on before you deposit it, right?
You sign it and hand it back to the vendor.
That's right.
And then the vendor then...
In the case of the real estate deal, the lawyer is going to do all of that. You just sign the bill and leave it with him. He'll take care of it all.
Right.
Once again, how the universe functions, we don't know. We don't care. Don't you rack your head trying to figure it out. Just get the truth on the table and make sure it's clear to all parties who they're performing for here. And if there's a failure by anyone to do their job, well, you need to have that noted.
Hi, Vic. It's James. So you're going to go to a motorhome company again?
Nope. Oh, maybe in the future.
Yeah.
No, I just take a picture of it, James, and the particulars, and go to the lawyer and say, here, just tell me what I can pick it up. You can say once the truth is on the table, it's on the table. All of these assets are assets of Canada, and they're free and clear of any encumbrances. It's a great for everyone.
Hey, Vic, it's Lisa here.
Hi.
Any ideas for any giver friends?
I'm sorry?
Any ideas or recommendations for some giver-friendly lawyers out
there? No.
No.
Why do you ask?
I'm you know, trying not to project or foresee any complications in trying to find a lawyer for myself, but was just curious if anybody out there in Ontario had found any success so far in having a lawyer who understands and accepts this process right off the hop.
So are you talking about with respect to the conversation tonight, like, for example, on a real estate deal?
Yes, exactly that.
Yeah, well, like I say, I will be sharing with people exactly how it transpired. But the other thing is, what I didn't say is that once the lawyer has done it for me, then he can do it for everyone else.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
You know, everything will be shared here. I just don't, I can't share with you what I don't know yet. That's all.
Great. Awesome.
Hey, Vic, is David here?
Yep.
Yeah. Supposing when you ask for the bill of exchange and they refuse to supply it, what's the next step then?
Shit, he's gone over that.
Yep, like I said, that's when
just come online, okay?
That's when you go to the notary and ask the notary to make the same request.
Okay.
And if the notary is now your witness, not the lawyer, a notary.
Okay.
Or it can be a lawyer that's in a dual capacity, but you want to talk to him in his notary capacity, not as a lawyer. I want you to act in your capacity as a notary and make the same request.
Okay.
That's what they're there for, and that's their job. And if they give you a hard time, don't yell at them. Just say, "Are you refusing to do your duty?" I mean, he's in the process of noting refusals, right? That's what a dishonor is. Are you refusing to do your duty? Do I have to report this dishonor to higher ups?
Vic, once that's witnessed and dishonor is on the record, then another lawyer could actually go in there against the fault and the dishonor and chew on it, and probably it's going to look very favorable.
Oh, there's a judgment. If you have a commercial protestation by a notary, it's a judgment. There's no need to go to court. It's already settled. They ask for a bill and they refuse to provide it. They ask for a signed offer and they're demanding money, but they failed to provide a signed offer. All of these are dishonor. Dishonor is not just in payment. Dishonor is in negotiating for settlement. Now, the only reason you want a signed offer is for what purpose? To settle the issue. And who's refusing the settlement here? Asking for a signed offer is not by any means dishonorable. And the whole reason you're doing this is you're saying, I want to settle this, but before I can, I need to have a signed offer from you people so I know that when I pay, it's finished.
Right.
Absolutely reasonable requests. I think every lawyer and every judge in the land would agree with that. And any smart businessman wouldn't do it any other way.
So I'm just saying, what if it's regarding a past debt, then it's discharged under those exchange acts if they refuse. But in a purchase, that's a future purchase, then the property purchase won't go forward unless somebody sues on that dishonor or what do you mean?
Yeah, but there's a Sure, there could be a suit on a breach of contract, but the thing is there's a contract here, and no one has the power. No one can trespass on that contract to impede it. They have got to perform.
Okay.
When you ask for the money, they have got to get the money. Remember, the whole matrix is about contract. The idea of not performing on a contract or breaching a contract would be like murder for them.
Right.
That's their world. I mean, Government of Canada recognizes your right to contract, right? They want you in there.
Yeah. So, for me to understand this, say I'm going to buy my father's house for him, I'm buying the house of my father's for Her Majesty, and so I would ask, say, you know what, make an offer.
Or you get your dad to give you a signed offer.
Yeah.
You go over to the lawyer's office and you accept it right in front of the lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm accepting this offer. Sign it and date it right there.
So then I'd request the bill of exchange.
Now he's looking for a contract.
Yeah.
But okay.
When I go request a bill of exchange, and anybody else, I would say that's for you to figure out. But for my dad, I go, like, hey.
Yeah, but your dad's going to have a lawyer in the transaction. You guys are forgetting there's a lawyer on the other side of the fence. This is not by your dad.
Yeah, so they know what they're talking about.
It's their business. They wrote the laws.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he wants, what he's saying is he wants, you got to make an order for the straw man to pay. That's basically what it is.
That's right. And then you sign and give it back to the lawyer. Then the lawyer can send that to Canada and exchange it for the cash to give to your dad's bank account.
Right. So
remember, corporations, which includes vendors, all contracts must be paid in legal tender. All contracts. Now, you have a contract. You got an offer and you got an acceptance. So there's the contract. So all contracts must be paid in legal tender, and no contracts have the name of people on it.
Yeah.
It's all legal entities of Her Majesty. So they can transmit that bill of exchange. If you read the Bank of Canada Act, the Bank of Canada buys those things dollar for dollar.
Thank you. That just cleared up a bunch for me.
Yeah, as long as this is being done for Canada, then it will go up to Canada, up chain of command, and they will convert it. Now the money changer will convert the bill of exchange to the money for the vendor.
Yeah, they will monetize the bill of exchange.
Correct.
But anyone else, I don't have to tell them what, you know, I just, if you don't send it, like you could, like if you, say, went to a car company or like to buy a car, say, this show car, make me an offer to drive it off the showroom, and they would do it, you would accept it and request the bill of exchange. And if they couldn't figure it out what it is, then you go to your notary
don't think the business managers at the dealerships don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And further, it's not their car. If you're buying it, belongs to General Motors. So if they don't know what to do, you say, well, take it up with General Motors, their car.
Yeah.
I need a bill of exchange. And under the Sale of Goods Act, the seller is the one that's obligated to provide it. It's written around Section 20 or 22 of the Sale of Goods Act of Ontario.
Yep.
Bill of lading and the bill of exchange. Now, when you said you've surrendered the estate to Canada, then the bill of lading goes to Canada, which is where it should go.
Right.
However, all you're asking for now is the money. And by the law, they have to provide the money. But if you don't ask for it... But if they don't provide it after you ask for it, then you get the notary to make the same request. And trust me, and you can throw in a couple words there. I'm not about telling these guys how to do their business. Okay, the law here is that I need to have a bill of exchange signed. I'm asking you to provide it. I'm going to have the notary do it, and then we're going to note you in breach of contract.
I asked this earlier, Vic, about not bringing any hardship onto any vendor. So that, you know, he's a 60-year-old guy just about to retire, and he's got the hypothetical. He's got a car dealership, and he doesn't know what a bill of exchange is, and he doesn't
As I said, his business is that's why they have business managers. And like I just said, also it's not his car; it belongs to General Motors. So have him take it up with General Motors. The bill of exchange is in the Sale of Goods Act. When you buy that car, the bill of exchange should be on the front seat for you to sign and give back to the vendor.
All I'm saying is that is there
no damage being done here, Chris? It's the law.
Yeah, but could there be any damage done to a vendor who is ignorant, who doesn't know, you know, what these things are?
I just, look, I don't know how else to explain it to you. There's lawyers involved. They have lawyers. If they got to figure it out, Chris.
Right.
If they get damaged, it's because they don't follow the law, because they got a stupid lawyer or something, but it can always be rectified.
Right, right.
No, if you're got to go back to the whole opono thing, because you're going to restrict your life because of a future contingency that may or may not happen. Don't worry about that shit.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I went to that link, but I didn't see the I guess I didn't read it all.
I know. As far as I know, there was 5 audios there to download or listen to.
I'm on dial-up. That's why I didn't download it.
Ah, right. I hear you. Yeah, someone sent me the disc.
Stink.
Hello?
Yep.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Vic, what do you think about if an individual has a court order for payment to monetize that?
You don't monetize it, you just sign it and deposit it back in the court file.
An order
of the court is the bill of exchange. If they're ordering for payment of money, that's a bill of exchange, because that's what an order, that's what a bill of exchange is, an order for the money. There is no money. It's the order for the money that is the money. So an order of the court, an order for the payment of money issued by a court is the check. If you've got the original in your hand, you just get your signature on there anywhere and put it back in the, and get it deposited back into the court file. That matter's closed.
So it's best to have the lawyer do that, though, send it through.
I didn't say that. I shared a story of a couple, 3 years ago, where a friend got the order of the court from the judge in the tax case. He signed it, put it back in the court, and the whole thing disappeared. It all went to a private file completely. It's a check. What do you do with a check? Here, you give me the check. I'm giving you the check back to payment. It's done.
Sign it. Cash it.
But if the order is for me as an individual, how would I get the payment?
What do you mean, you as an individual? We just said there's no people involved here. This is all corporate entities. I just shared a story, too, of the guy in New Zealand who flashed the birth certificate. The judge ran out of the room saying the Crown Consolidated Fund pays the charges. Why is that? Because it's the Crown name. Your name is not on any of these pieces of paper. You don't have a name.
No, I realize that.
You don't have a name, Dave.
No.
You don't have a name, Dave. So if you have an order of the court for the payment of money, I don't care. If you have an order of the payment of money, a check is a check is a check is a check. It is the money. Get it back in there. You might want to get the registrar or the clerk there, whatever, to give you an acknowledgement that it has been received back into the court. If you want, you could also go in there and just ask, is this the bill of exchange? If not, I need a bill of exchange. If not, I need a notary. One of you guys a notary here to note yourselves in dishonor? But the thing is there has to be a contract. If there's a contract, then you can ask for the money. If you don't have a contract, you got to create the contract. You got to get an offer. You just accept the offer. That's the contract.
Hey, I've got a judgment in my favor.
Oh, beautiful.
So that is the contract. I sign it, accept it, and I would give it to my lawyer, I think, to hand it into the court to proceed to get the bill, if that wasn't the bill.
Yeah, actually, I see where you're coming from here. So now if you clarify to the lawyer that this order is issued in the name of the straw man, you say, I want you to negotiate this to the bank or the government in exchange for the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your check; it's a straw man's check, right?
Yes, exactly.
But you're the holder of the birth certificate, so the proceeds have to come to you. But your bill of exchange is no good to you, so get the lawyer to do the conversion for you.
Right.
But remember, he's not doing it for you; he's doing it for the straw man. You got to keep yourself out of it. If it's your money, that's a different story. If it's the straw man's money, it's a different story.
Yeah.
So don't say mine.
Right.
You know, if there's no other questions on the topic, I'm going to call it an evening.
Thank you, Vic. That's very good.
So Just hang in there, folks. The surrender, like I say, will be out in the next, hopefully by the end of the week, but I won't put my my word on that. But in the next week or so, anyhow, it'll be all done, and you'll all be in there, and then
we can start living life.
Well, yeah, and I'll we'll probably have another call maybe in about 2 weeks from today. I'll put an announcement out if we're going to do that. And the main thing is, regardless, so once the surrender has been delivered for all you folks, I will let you know via email for sure. And then get Justin to put together acknowledgments. So he's the witness that that's been done, and it's been done, and if they, you know, there's no argument there. And we do the real estate thing. It should be easy just to go to any lawyer, to be honest with you, but however we can do that, and if we need to do it through a lawyer, we can do it through Justin to the lawyer, and Justin can just be the witness. But the thing is, if you're going to buy a home, or if you're looking to acquire, I don't use the word buy here, but acquire property, you have to go out there and pick it out. You have to be involved there.
The beautiful thing, Vic, last thing, is that we don't have to go out and look for something that's for sale. We can go to our neighbor and say, hey, what do you want for your house? Make an offer.
Totally. Yep.
So it's irrelevant whether it's for sale or not. It's
Everything's for sale.
Exactly.
You know, name your price.
Yep.
Just put it in writing, I need a signed offer. It's got to be firm here so I know when I pay, that's it. There's no surprises.
Exactly.
It's a totally reasonable request, and if it's not provided, that's a refusal. Now remember, as long as two parties are in negotiations, there is no dishonor. And the objective of the negotiations is to come to what? Settlement. And every issue, one way or another, will be settled. And if you're on the fence and you're trying to settle and all you're doing is asking for a signed offer from someone who's insisting you owe money or a signed bill or a bill of exchange and they're refusing to provide it, who's in dishonor? Simple.
Yeah.
Right, it's simple, and that's all it is. And I'm telling you, if you hear tomorrow that Egypt and Israel are having peace talks, they're negotiating. They want to go to war, but they're negotiating. And as long as they're negotiating, there's no war. Remember, like when Neo was negotiating with Smith there, the machine guy, that everything was on stand down. Same thing. So they're having these peace talks, and if Egypt, for example, refuses to come to the table, then Israel is going to start dropping bombs, and Egypt, by law, is going to lose the war. Not because Israel has more bombs, it's going to be played out by the law, and the law is in commercial dishonor, and that's what it is. The dishonor always loses. So in your terms of commercial dishonor, you might lose the house. In terms of a criminal code dishonor, someone might go to jail. But in warfare, dropping bombs and all that stuff is the same thing as taking someone to court, except they're dropping bombs. It's the law. It is not a fluke that the dishonor always loses at any level. It is the law. And dishonor is contrary to what? Love. Contrary to love. So when one is, in other words, when you're working towards settlement, you could say that's love. But when one does not want to settle, in other words, it's preventing the other, is holding the other up in proceeding in his life, that's a dishonor right then and there. That's contrary to love. So that's all we're talking about here, and so you have the right to request these things. It's your choice. If it's failed to be provided, you get to the notary to do it, to make the same request. Now you've got the dishonor. Your Honor, I did everything I could to settle this. I asked for a bill of exchange, and they have constantly provided to do it, and I can't pay until I have one. The judge already knows that. When he sees what the notary has done, it's already decided. It's like having a promise to pay signed in your favor. There's no need for a judgment or evidence. That is the evidence, and the matter has already been decided. That's the contract. So offer and acceptance is two separate pieces of paper here. Pardon me. Your offer and acceptance is acceptance of the offer, which creates the contract. Once you have a contract, whether you create it now or it's already in existence, I don't care what it is, you then have the right to call for the money. So if someone is alleging you owe them money right now, clearly they're acting on a contract, so all you need to do is ask for the money. And all I'm saying, or I said before, if some of you are in a real tight spot right now, go ahead and do that. Ask for the bill of exchange. If you got a lawyer, just ask for the bill of exchange. If they refuse to provide it, I want you to contact a notary. I'm saying contact a third-party notary because the lawyer might be your lawyer is acting in a lawyer capacity. He's kind of not at arm's length, so you get a third-party notary now. He's watching everyone. That puts the lawyer on the spot. That puts the party that's not submitting the bill of exchange on the spot. Everyone's getting bound up here because the notary is the witness to the whole thing. It's what's in a situation now. He's got to work his best for you.
And the last thing here, the CRA is hounding me. Hypothetical here, CRA is hounding me for money they think that I owe. That constitutes a contract already.
Yep. So I'm saying if someone is asking you for money, they're acting on a contract.
Exactly.
You can't ask for money if there's no contract.
So that first step is already being taken. Now it's ask for the bill of exchange and go from there. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
You know, and if you want to buy something, you got to get to the point where they're asking for the money, right? That's why you got to create the contract, because the contract means money.
That's right.
It's got to be a payment.
But you have to complete the surrender first.
Well, this evening has been very clarifying for me. And,
good.
breathing easier now.
Good. Yeah, if you want to get together for lunch one day, Chris, let me know, eh?
Definitely.
Much gratitude and love to you, Vic. For all
likewise. Yes.
Everyone on the call as well.
Yeah. Great. Likewise.
Thank you.
Do you have a question, Dave?
Go ahead.
Do you have a question, Dave?
No. I just said thanks very much. Over and out.
Okay. Sorry. Talk to you soon.
Over and out. Thanks.
Sign it off, Vic. I'll talk to you.
All right, Chris. Take care.
Hello. Vic. Hello, Vic. Yeah, Vic. That link did you put the audios? Have you got that?
I am.
Yes.
No. I had a problem with my email, so I had to dump all the trash and sent me emails. It was sent out in the email. You should have it in your email box.
Excellent.
And I don't remember what it was called, but it's to do with the true limits.
Zero limits.
Zero limits, pardon me.
Zero limits? Okay.
Thank you, Vic.
Good night. Bye, folks. Have a nice evening, nice afternoon, wherever you are, and take
care. I am so glad I was able to be on the call. I will call you tomorrow sometime. Are you home?
I'm not going anywhere, but
okay.
I'll
try to call you.
Okay.
Let's hook up.
Good night, Vic.
Yep, okay.
And keep smiling.
Always.
Love, Vic.
Talk soon. Is our Opono guy still on by any chance? Hello?
Oh, Vic, it's Gay. I can be in contact with you by email.
Who?
Gay from BC.
Contact with who?
About the court case. I was going to talk to you after the call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can contact you by email.
Well, what did you want to talk about quickly?
Well, you just said that we would talk after the call, but I'm going to put the letter in that to them. But they had two files when I called last, and I was curious as to what was in the second file. And she said it's the registry person said, very unusual, there's two files here. And that's after I returned the letter that was marked resident after the hearing. And I had submitted the statement of birth.
Yeah, I will. Before you do anything, I certainly get everything clarified there.
Yeah,
think,
I'm just
I
curious.
I think you want to know what's going on specifically, and you need to have the answers.
Yeah, I'll go up and ask for. Well, as you said, it's public knowledge. I'll ask for the files.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think of the conversation. Offer. Accept the offer if they're already asking. Just need to ask for the bill of exchange.
Okay. Thank you so much, my friend.
Okay. Likewise.
Bye bye.
Love you. Bye for now.
Opono.com. Zero limits.
Pardon me.
It's called up.com, Zero Limits, by Joe Vitale.
Yeah, there's five audios to it.
Right. Okay.
There was what I sent out. Now, it may not have been to that particular site, I don't know. Someone sent me the link. I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
Pretty sure I deleted all that. Good night, all.
Yeah.
Talk to you.
Good night.
The key is still and accepting the offer. That is the key. I think what we've been doing is still fighting and knowing.
Resistance. There can be no resistance.
Yeah, resistance
is dishonor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Complete and total, right then and there.
Yeah.
Failing to settle. Whoever fails to settle is the bad guy.
Yeah. And it can be changed.
Yep.
Yeah.
The door is always open.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
Okay. Yeah, give me a shot tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.